Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. Last time on Peace Out, Kala the Red Panda, who is out in the mountains looking for an ancient treasure, met a new friend, a vegetarian snow leopard named Chuff. Today we'll hear more about Chuff and also talk about HALT. H-A-L-T. I wonder what that stands for. We're going to start with the calm down countdown. This helps us get our minds and bodies relaxed and ready for our story. Sit up tall and roll your shoulders back. Place your hands on your knees or in your lap. Close your eyes. Start to slow down your breathing. Breathe in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth, 3, 2, 1. In through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth, 3, 2, 1. Keep doing this as I count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a moment here. Let's pause and just notice how we're feeling right now. If you're feeling calm, try to really notice how your body feels right now and what feelings you're feeling right now too. The next time you're upset, try to remember this feeling. Maybe it'll help you calm down and then you can focus on solving the problem or making a good choice. But what if you're upset and you don't know why? I'm going to teach you a trick that some teachers and parents use on their kids. Because if they're going to use it on you, why not use it for yourself? The trick is HALT. HALT is a synonym for pause. They have a similar meaning. We've talked about how important it is to pause every day, just to take a few deep breaths, and just notice how we're feeling. HALT is also an acronym, which means that each letter stands for a different word. H, hungry. A, angry. L, lonely. T, tired. HALT. So I mentioned that some parents or teachers will use this as a kind of trick. If their child is upset or crying or not cooperating and not able or wanting to say why, the parent can think, HALT, H-A-L-T. Are they hungry? Are they angry? Are they feeling lonely? Are they tired? By doing this, it helps the grown-up understand or start to understand why their child is crying or upset. Right now, Kala and Chuff have spent a few days traveling together. Kala climbing through the trees, and Chuff is gracefully prowling along the ground. Snow leopards have really big paws, like their very own snowshoes, which lets them move around quietly on top of the snow. This is perfect for hunting, but for the last couple of days, Chuff hasn't been able to find any food. She's so hungry. Luckily for Kala, Chuff is a strict vegetarian, so there's no danger of her hungry eyes seeing Kala as a delicious meal. but there hasn't been much else to eat. And she doesn't seem to like the special fruit and bamboo bars that Calla has to keep her energy up. When we're hungry, how do our bodies feel? You might hear a rumble in your stomach. Let's make a humming sound and pretend it's a rumble. Hum every time you breathe out. Ready? Breathe in. And now out and hum. Breathe in and out and hum. Now, keep your eyes closed and keep doing this. Try to focus on how humming makes your mouth feel. Do you feel it in your throat? Your cheeks? Your lips? Chuff is hungry and is starting to get a little snippy with Calla. Everything Calla's doing right now is bugging Chuff, even though she's not doing anything differently from just a few minutes ago. The second word in halt is angry. When we're angry, we can feel it. Your face might flush and feel warm. You may grind your teeth, clench your fists, feel shaky. Let's clench our fists now. Make a fist with both hands and squeeze them as tightly as you can right now. Can you squeeze tighter? Feel that tension in your hands and arms, that tightness. Let go and feel your hands and arms relax and go limp against your knees and legs. Let's lie down now. Take a moment to get comfortable and then close your eyes. Let your arms and legs fall to the sides. Shift your shoulder or hips if you need to get more comfortable. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel your entire body sink a little lower into the ground. L stands for lonely. Sometimes we may just feel lonely and not even realize it. So when we're feeling upset, maybe all we're looking for is a hug or a friend to play with. Take another deep breath in, and as you let it out now, let your body sink in more. Do this each time you breathe out. Our last letter is T for tired. We're already lying down, which is perfect if we're feeling tired. Let's turn onto one side. Bring your knees up to your chest and give them a hug. Now you can let go and just let your arms and legs relax on the ground. Tuck your hands under your head as a pillow if you'd like. We're going to hang out here for a bit. So how can you use halt? Well, you can remember to halt and figure out on your own why you might be upset. That way, you can begin to figure out or ask for help to calm down again and go on to play with your friends, finish your homework, help cook dinner, go to your dance class, or whatever fun thing you could be doing. It's definitely not easy to remember to pause or halt when things are really hard and you're feeling frustrated. This is hard for grown-ups too. But that's why it's a good idea to practice pausing every day when you're already calm or in a good mood. Not when you're already at that point when you're super frustrated. That way your body and mind will get into the habit of pausing and catching yourself before you get to that point when it's hard to go back. Choose a time of day to just press pause on life, even for just a minute. You can do the calm down countdown if it helps. Just count down from 10 while you're taking deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. It just takes 10 seconds, and then you can unpause and go off to do what you need to do. And if you do this every day at the same time, it'll become a habit, something you do without thinking. And those 10 seconds of pausing gives you time to notice how your body and mind are feeling, like you're checking in on yourself to make sure you're okay. And if you're not, well, you'll figure it out sooner and get that problem solved faster before it grows into a bigger problem. Or maybe realize that you need to ask for help from a friend or a grown-up that you trust. So next time you're feeling upset, remember to halt. Think about whether you're feeling hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. If you're hungry, go have a snack if you can. That's what Chuff did. It's not easy being a vegetarian snow leopard, since they usually prey on different animals such as sheep and ibex. But Chuff has now decided that she does like the fruit and bamboo bars that Calla's mom made, as long as there are blueberries in it. It's fun to try new foods, and even if you don't like it the first time you try it, because it's a taste you're not used to, you may like it the second, third, or fourth time you try it. Thank you for listening today. I hope that you're feeling more relaxed right now. Calla very kindly shared the food she had with her friend. There are many people who live in our neighborhoods that don't have enough food to eat. We can help by donating money or food to food banks. You can organize a food drive with your family or friends to collect non-perishable food to bring to the food bank. Or you can draw pictures or make crafts to sell to raise money to donate. Some food banks might have community gardens or accept bread or fresh fruits and veggies. Just ask. Worrying about whether you have enough food is something that no one should have to do. If you want more ideas, we posted a link to a list of 20 fun ideas you can do to help fight hunger on our website, peaceoutpodcast.com. We are back in 2 weeks. Calla and Chuff have gone deeper into the forest when suddenly one of them gets badly hurt. I hope you join us again to find out what happens and also to talk about being scared. Until then, peace out and peace within. Today's episode of Peace Out was written and narrated by Chanel Sang and produced by Rob Griffiths. Have you heard of a toilet that can travel? The chair on top of the world? An animal with a tail that is so long that it can reach across the ocean? These are just a couple of the stories that you can listen to anytime, anywhere, over at Bedtime FM's Storytime Podcast. Subscribe to Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Stitcher. You can also listen at our website, bedtime.fm. My favorite story is The Giant Who Cried Waterfalls. It's one of the first stories, so you'll have to scroll down for that one. Enjoy, and thanks again for listening to Peace Out.